Hey, welcome back to Hunter Logan Unmiked. This is Season 7, Episode 6. The last episode, we talked about the Nash Vegas trip, and I talked a little bit about the confidence of being able to perform again. And God's gift is truly without repentance. And getting comfortable back into one of the gifts that He gave me. Well, this trip, 2 weeks after going to Nash Vegas, I would go down to Micanopy, Florida. For those of you who don't know where Micanopy is at, it's about 30 miles south of Gainesville, Florida, which, of course, is gator country, right? University of Florida, those gators, they got alligators, but I mean those gators. And I'm not a big college football team guy, but if I had a college team, that's it right there. I'm a Gators guy. Yep, even over LSU. I know it's unpopular over here. But, yep, when LSU plays Florida, I pull for Florida. And it comes from being stationed down there, being stationed in Fort Walton. Got into it while I was there, and that's how that happened. But anyway, we're not talking football. So one of my favorite places to go, my very favorite places to go is Micanopy. And Central Florida is basically a lot like Louisiana. The scenery is pretty much the same. It can get humid. There's moss on the trees. Although I think because it's got some rolling hills, it's a lot prettier. Of course, we got some rolling hills up north Louisiana. We don't have no rolling hills down here where I'm at. It's all flat. Flat as a pancake. Flat as a board, as they would say. Of course, going down in, I think it's Orange Beach, Alabama, there's a Buc-ee's. And, of course, I got to stop. Stop there. Stop on the way back. But I'm addicted to the chocolate-covered raisins there. But it's a great place to stop and, you know, do a pit stop and get something to drink, something to eat, and get those chocolate-covered raisins. Only thing is, when I post that I'm stopping there, then a lot of my kin folks here say, oh, pick me up this, pick me up that. And then I forget. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot you asked for that. And come back empty-handed. I also went down empty-handed. I was supposed to bring some cracklings and some boudin for my buds in the band, and I didn't twice now. So when I get down there for the CD release party, I'm going to make sure and have some. Or they're probably not going to back me up and play for the CD release party. Of course, I'm talking about Jace Harrell Band. Not so much Jace, but his boys, who are phenomenal, by the way. Always a blast to get to play with them. And Jace, too. The whole band, actually. He's got such a unique group down there. Brad and Gracie, his daughter. His daughter plays fiddle. Because Brad plays rhythm guitar and sings harmony. And just a support system for Jace. Just a unique situation. It reminds me, seriously, it reminds me of HLE Radio, in a sense, because Jace is the guy, right? But he has a great support system put in place for what he's doing, for the vision that God has given him, which is the same here at HLE Radio. I have a great team in place that supports me for the vision that God has given me. Now, at first, it was just the radio, but God has now opened up the artist part again for me as well. So now I'm doing double duty when I go to places. I'm doing radio and performing as an artist or ministering as artists, however you want to look at it. Because it's ministry first. It's just whatever it takes to reach the lost. And as I told the Lord, I want to be guilty of being used in every facet that I have available to reach the lost. I want to tell people about Jesus, whether it's through song, whether it's through testimony, whether it's through the radio, podcast. I need to tell people about Jesus. That's what I'm commanded to do. It's what we all are. We all have to be a vessel to tell the good news. And we know the good news. The good news is Christ and Christ crucified and Christ risen. I love getting to Micanopy because I have a great fan base there. Like, hey, Hunter, it's just people are genuinely happy to see me. And I'm happy to see them. A long time ago, I decided that I would only go where I'm celebrated, not tolerated. I'm not going to go places where I'm tolerated. I'd rather go where I'm celebrated. And those folks down there have truly welcomed me with open arms. Every time I've been, they have been so kind and so gracious. It's the reason I'm going to do my new album. I'm going to do the release party down there in Micanopy at the Triple Cross Ranch. I'm going to do it in conjunction with the Honky Tonkin' Opry, which basically started at the same time that HLE Radio did. Jace was one of the artists that took time when I first started. I think he was the third artist that I might have gotten in touch with. And he was very kind to me on the phone, and he sent me his music. A lot of them at first didn't, and a lot of them weren't really nice either. They really thought that I was someone in my bedroom, probably in my underwear, looking for free music. But I didn't know that this had already been done before, where they tried to do these internet stations and everything. I didn't know that Christian country had already been around. I was totally new to it. But what they didn't know is that I was setting up a station as a terrestrial station. Even though it was internet, I was running it as a terrestrial station on a storefront on Main Street, which really hadn't been done yet, to my knowledge. Eventually, they all came around and realized that, hey, you know, these guys for real. But from the beginning, Jace was kind and gave me his music. And he was starting a thing called the Honkin' Tonkin' Opry. And I said, well, man, I'll run it on my radio station for you. You know, I said, I'll be happy to do that. And he was going to try to get it on some other radio station, but nobody would run it because of the title, Honkin' Tonkin' Opry. Like, just because of the title alone. And it was just the style of gospel music that it was. But they couldn't get past the title of it. So I started airing it basically about almost the same time. We started out basically about the same time. I started airing the show on HLE Radio. And then when some other folks realized what it was and they contacted Jace to start running it on their radio station, Jace told them no. I said, no. I'm just going to keep it on HLE Radio. And to this day, it only runs on HLE Radio. That's the only place you hear it. Not that he couldn't put it somewhere. Not that he couldn't run it on another radio station. I don't have the exclusive on it. I never said you can only run it on HLE Radio. That's Jace decided that. That's between him and God. And that's what God told him. I don't know. I'm just giving you a background on the relationship that we have and how far we went back together. Also, he is one of three. You hear me when I say this. He is one of three that treated me and gave me the respect of being an artist. Now, you say, well, Hunter, I'm telling you the truth. By the time I came out playing and singing, or people realized what I what I'd done or what I could do. Jace was one of three individuals. I'm talking artist. One of three that gave me the respect as an artist or treated me as an equal, as an artist. Out of all the artists I play, out of all the people I deal with, it's one of three. It's gotten better as of late, but starting out, one of three. But I was an entertainer before I was even a DJ. I never wanted to be a DJ. That never was my interest. I never was interested in radio. But this is what God gave me to reach the lost. I said, Lord, you got to give me a comfortable way to tell people about you. And this is what he gave me. And he's not taking it away. This is still part of the way I reach people, through the radio. Look, some folks have one talent, some folks have two, some have three, some have five. You just don't bury the talent. This is just another way. The music is just another addition of how to reach people. And that's all it is. I know that he hasn't called me to go back on the road. And I doubt that he would ever do that again. Knowing how that almost destroyed my marriage. And you'll have to go back and listen to some other podcasts to know all about that. I'm not going to go back into that. But he is opening some doors for my music. And it blows my mind at the age I am now that would happen. And I'm not looking to be any kind of anything. I just want to tell people about Jesus, no matter how that is. That's all. So any opportunity I get that somebody says, Hunter, we'd love you to come and sing, or we'd love you to come and talk. If I can talk about Jesus, I'm coming. Doesn't matter. If I got to play and sing and do it, or if I got to talk about the radio and do it, whatever. If I can talk about our Lord and Savior, my Lord and Savior, I'm coming. Any opportunity that the Lord wants me to go, I will go. If he opens the door, I'm walking through. Time is short, and I got to do it. So, of course, getting to Micanopy, I get checked in to the hotel, and it's kind of late that night. So I'm going to get there, you know, first thing in the morning, catch up with everyone. And I do. And, of course, Jace is there. Karis is already up, Jace's wife. She's already up baking. These folks just, they work endlessly. I don't know how else to put it. But they have this massive event. And it's like, I don't know if they clone themselves secretly. And you just, because you just see them everywhere nonstop. It wears me out just watching them. Just watching them work wears me out. And then if you stop them and ask them for something, do you know? And I'm like, you can just tell me, I'll go get it for you. But nope, they'll stop, get it for you. They don't show any form of aggravation. And they may be aggravated with you asking, but you wouldn't know it if they were. And I'm thinking to myself, wow. I know when I was doing these family reunions down here and I didn't really have a whole bunch of help. You know, I try to hide the aggravation on my face, but I know it had to show sometimes because I ain't had no sleep. I've been up and I'm like, all right. You wouldn't know it. I mean, just phenomenal host. It's unbelievable. And the place. Look, the Stomp Barn. The Stomp Barn is going to be It's already turning into a tourist destination. It's like the place is just, it keeps getting better and better. It was a great night of music Saturday. It was a great night Friday at the church, Triple Cross Ranch. We couldn't ask for any better. I mean, and the artists that were there, there was unity. Everybody was just loving on everybody. I mean, there was no sourness. Nobody was off in the corner by themselves. Nobody was trying to outdo anybody. Nobody. It was wonderful. It reminded me of the first few family reunions we had here in Jennings. It reminded me of the second and third family reunion. Is really what it might, because they were intimate before they got, you know, bigger. It's just really cool. Psalms 101 came. It was their first time there, and I got to introduce them to everyone and everyone to them. And they tore the roof off the place. I mean, they just killed it. And they were a hit, which I knew they would be. They're just great people. They're the type of people you want to be around, because the Holy Spirit just comes off of them. There's so much Jesus on them, you want to be around them. You can feel it when you're next to them. I love being around folks like that. I really do. It was good to catch up with, you know, Dennis Higgins, who does our posters for us. I hadn't seen him since either the fourth or fifth family reunion, which would have been in 2018 probably, or 2017, 2018, 2019, something like that. I can't remember. But it was a while. And I got to have breakfast with his brother-in-law, Frank, who I knew, but I never met. I don't remember me, but we got to sit down and talk and visit. It was so cool. It was just amazing. You get to see, I got to see Peter Mack and Colleen and meet some of their folks who came down from PEI. Johnny Rowlett, he was there. It was just wonderful. And then there's folks who I seen last time I was there, the Florida folks. And hey, Hunter, and you get to hug them. And those relationships you make, it's cool. It's like going back to family. So at the end of the night, Saturday, Jay says, hey, we're going to do this again next year. And so I said, well, I guess the family reunion is going to be in Florida now. He said, yep. I said, yeah, man. I said, you're set up for it, dude. I said, no doubt, man. I said, I can see it. It's all good. So I'll be back next year. Actually, I'll be back in September. Then I'll be back next year. I'll tell you one thing I did see, though. One thing I did see is how God is putting like-minded people together. Now, I want to be clear about this. God is putting like-minded people together. He's connecting the dots, so to say. He is making sure. He is putting those people together to unify. That's his army coming together. And you can see it more and more. People of like minds are coming together. People who have the right heart, the heart for ministry, the heart to reach the lost. Those folks are gathering and coming together and unifying as one. I've seen it. I'm seeing it. And that's an awesome, awesome thing to see. It's even more awesome to be a part of. So I'm truly excited. I got a few more trips coming up. I got one to make at the end of March here. One to make in April. Of course, May is going to be the ICM Awards in Nashville. My granddaughter will be singing in the talent portion of that. Really looking forward to that. And I'll be telling you about those on the podcast coming up. We'll be talking about all of that. I'm going to have to leave it right here. Remember, you can catch up, Check out any podcast you miss, any season, any episode at hunterlogan.org. Check out HLE Radio, hleradio.com. I do a morning show live on there every morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Central Time to 9 a.m. Central Time. We do have guests that come in from time to time. Our complete schedule is on our website, so you can check it out there. Hey, I love you and I appreciate you. Remember, Matthew 6:33, something to live by.